This radio news service spot from Western Michigan University includes a wrap and three additional actualities on U.S.-Russia relations and the crash of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17. The suggested lead. The shooting down of a Malaysia Airlines flight has further eroded U.S.-Russia relations. As Mark Schwarn reports, the situation does not bode well for peace efforts in Ukraine. The story comes down in 3, 2, 1. The downing of the airliner over eastern Ukraine has led U.S. officials to claim Russian involvement. Regardless of who is responsible, it essentially eliminates joint efforts to quell the civil war in Ukraine, says Dr. James Butterfield, a Western Michigan University professor of political science and Russia expert.
I don't see much chance that the relations between the United States and Russia are going to improve in the near to medium future. I think the prospects of the reset that Obama tried after he came to power in 2008 have been exhausted, and there's such a lack of trust now on both sides towards each other that I think overcoming that, even where we have common interests, is not very likely. And we still do have some significant common interests, for instance, opposing a nuclear Iran, in stopping the civil war, in fighting the spread of terrorism. We actually have a lot of areas where we have common interests, but it's getting increasingly difficult.
Butterfield says sanctions often don't work or work slowly and unpredictably. From Western Michigan University, I'm Mark Schwerin. Now we have three additional actualities. Cut one. Butterfield says officials in both countries, as well as the news media, have all jumped to conclusions. The cut is 43 seconds long. The LQ is these reports. It comes down in 3, 2, 1.
Typically, when something like this happens, it really takes a while to figure out who did what. There's strong evidence that the missile came from eastern Ukraine, but what that says about Russia's involvement is still unclear. Both sides have resorted, and when I say both sides, I'm talking about the Washington and Moscow sides, and the media in both countries have resorted to remarkably one-sided presentations of the news with lots of unconfirmed reports. You'll notice this particularly in the American media. Very often these reporters for reputable newspapers will cite Ukrainian sources claiming that such and such happened in eastern Ukraine and Russia is involved and so on. You have to read well down in the article to say that even the reporters acknowledge that they can't confirm these reports.
Cut two. Butterfield says the news media on both sides and American officials have gone back to Cold War rhetoric, which has made the problem worse. The cut is 42 seconds long and the LQ is how to use. It comes down in 3, 2, 1.
The speed with which both the Russian media, which is largely government-controlled and government-influenced, and the American media, which ostensibly is not, and the American authorities have gone back to what is essentially Cold War rhetoric and demonizing the other side without necessarily always providing documentation and real factual support is distressing. And it's clearly exacerbated the situation in a way that has not reduced the likelihood of further conflict in eastern Ukraine. And where this missile came from is still unclear. Did the missile come from, you know, Russia secretly supplying the rebels, or is it something that the rebels, who, you know, they have occupied some military bases, were able to not only acquire but then figure out how to use?
Cut three. Butterfield says some had hoped the mishap could be a game changer and prompt a resolution to the conflict, but that doesn't seem to be the case now. The cut is 40 seconds long and the LQ is backing off. It comes down in 3, 2, 1.
You know, initially there was some hope that this would be a game changer. I saw this particularly in some of the columnists in the less contentious newspapers here, even in the U.S., that this would demonstrate the futility of future conflict when, you know, innocent passenger airlines are just being shot out of the sky. That remains to be seen, frankly. It may be that Russia decides to put even more pressure on the eastern Ukrainian authorities to just stop the violence. It's just unpredictable at this point whether it'll make things worse or maybe just people will stand back and say this is so horrific that we've got to stop this. But so far, neither the Ukrainian government nor the eastern Ukrainian separatists have shown any signs of backing off.